This is Jen Rowland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post. Dear Mama, on your child's graduation day. And just like that, my baby has graduated from preschool. The little guy who surprised us with a positive pregnancy test when we were on the fence about whether to try for a third child. The little guy who tried to make his grand entrance into this world too soon, and who had me on bed rest until his lungs were strong enough to safely breathe on their own. The little guy who shattered all my preconceived notions of what it would be like to raise a boy. Despite their rough and tumble reputation, this guy is as sweet as can be, the most attached of all three, a mama's boy, for sure. In just 3 short months, he will start kindergarten. I feel the tears well up, but God reminds me again to focus on the right now. Not to wish these months away or count on the days until school begins, but to instead make each day count. Don't grow up too fast, I tell him as I tuck him in at night. I won't, Mama, he whispers back. Birthdays take a really long time to come, and we only turn one more year older each time. Well, thank God for that. The older I get, the more my perspective changes. The things I thought I wanted have been replaced as God has transformed me and showed me what is really important. Seeking first His kingdom, using my gifts to serve others, building meaningful relationships, sharing the love of Christ. I want to help my kids prioritize these things as well, to show them that self-sacrifice is not a chore, but something we choose to do because of the great sacrifice Jesus made for us. It is through service that we discover humility, experience joy, cultivate a grateful heart, and become more like Christ. It is in giving up the pieces of ourselves we thought we needed that we make room for the people that matter most. I can think of no better example of this than motherhood. If, like me, your baby is moving on to kindergarten, may you remember that school-aged children need us just as much as they did in their younger years, just in a different way. In a culture that is more prone to fix their eyes on a screen than on Jesus, where sexual identity and the lives of unborn children are considered choices, and where political figures and public schools continue to suppress Christian values, our presence is needed now more than ever. I pray that we can each be the mom and role model our child needs, the conversation starter and the social media monitor, the chauffeur and the cheerleader, a safe place to ask questions, and a comfort in the storm. May we teach our children to look to the Bible, not Google or their friends, for answers, and to turn to their family, not society, for the foundational values they will carry into adulthood. May we be compassionate, not complacent. May we listen, not lose it when our child opens up so that they continue to feel comfortable coming to us. May we practice what we preach and engage in community with other moms who can support us throughout the stages of parenthood. I pray that we would each teach our children that their identity is not found in what they do or what others say, but in God's word. That we would remind them that it is our responsibility to protect our hearts and minds and be good stewards of the body we've been given. For our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, gifts to be treasures not destroyed by drugs, self-harm, or anything else that draws us away from a Christ-like life. Most of all, I pray that we would show our kids what it means to not judge those who choose to live differently, but to love them as God loves us, unconditionally and independently of our behaviors, because we are all daughters and sons of the King. On graduation day, as your child walks proudly across the stage or the auditorium, may we also hold our heads up high, proud to be chosen by God to hold the prestigious title of mother. As your child accepts their diploma, let us also take a moment to recognize the work we have done and the love we have poured out on our little ones. Parenting is no small feat, and while the journey is far from over, we have reached another milestone, an opportunity to pause and reflect before embarking on the next leg of the trip. As our graduates turn their tassels or pose for the photo op to symbolize moving on to the next phase of their life, so might we steady our feet to take the next step, to turn the page and begin a new chapter of motherhood. May we fondly remember years past, but stay focused on what lies ahead, new endeavors and challenges that will demand every ounce of our energy, wisdom, strength, and then some, which is why we need God. If your children are graduating from high school or college, changing locations, or starting a new vocation, may you continue to reach out to them and hold them close to your heart, even when they are no longer living in your home. Because whether they are 18, 22, or 40, like me, they will always need you, and you will always be their mother. Today, let's congratulate our graduates and pray for them. Let's replace good luck with God bless, because we know it's not really about luck at all, but rather aligning our will with His. And we can trust that His will, both for us and our children, is good, pleasing, and perfect. Dear God, on this graduation day, I pray that you would hold my child in the palm of your hand. I pray for our health, safety, and protection as we both begin a new season of life. Grant us your wisdom and strength to stick by your side, persevere through challenges, and prioritize the things that truly matter. Help us let go of anxiety and the desire to have a long-term plan, to simply trust you and seek your will. Shape me through my family and conform me into the image of your Son so that my child may see Christ in me. In Jesus' name, amen.